Blog Talk Radio.
We gon' get this whole club jumpin', shorty on the dance floor shaking, thumpin', hell crazy, high heels on, baby girl, this your song.
Y'all know what it is.
Baby, this ain't trickin', we got it. Order what you want at the bar, we pops it. Hell crazy, high heels on, baby girl, this your song.
Y'all know what it is.
We gon' get this whole club jumpin', shorty on the dance floor shaking, thumpin', hell crazy, high heels on.
Flashy doing my thing. Seat down in the club, making it rain. And gas in the VIP. When I step up in the club, all eyes on me. I hit the dance floor, do the swag on. Please excuse my hands, they get their grab on. 700 on the Prada, 20 for the make. Try not to bump into me and make me spill my drink. Body full of rosé, check full of comma. Two-stepping with a nigga, baby mama. But we can tell they don't want no drama. It's our block, gun stop. He gon' get one shot.
We gon' get it up, club jumpin'. Shorty on the dance floor, shaking, thumpin'. Hell crazy, high heels on. Baby girl, it's your song. Baby, don't baby, we got sick.
Yeah.
All of what you want, that's
yeah.
About we pop sick.
It's a lot of pretty things in there.
I see him, I do what you gon' do.
Everybody watching me. Nobody watching you. I could buy the bar, but you could only buy a shot or two. I'm a hustler, homie. I had the theme stopping too.
Yeah.
I done sold a rocket to you. I do what I gotta do. Them ladies up in VIP looking poppable. And I'll probably pop them all. Anything's possible. I'm so appealing that I'm feeling unstoppable.
Uh-huh.
I feel like losing ain't option.
Uh-huh.
That's when I spotted you. Who was so sexy? I said, forget the hotel. I'ma let you step in the crib. No, I won't give you breakfast today, but you can eat me for breakfast after we have sex.
Six four six five nine five four zero three eight is Hot Sugar, and I am your host, Heaven Hollywood. 646-595-4038. We have an incredible show tonight. A lot of things popping off, as usual, on the T front. Craziness, man. We got live in the Sugar Dish. I think Miss Ari Good is not available this week. I believe she's in Vegas. Still waiting on Dan Morrell. Also waiting on Ms. O.D. But what, of course, we do here is shout out once again in Dan Morrell Dollhouse Radio. Also, you know our Instagram, IG underscore Hot Sugar, HOTSUGAR. Let's start off. I'm going to hold up on the Chris Brown because so I mainly want to get into him. Excuse me. So, there's some other things we want to touch on, and we'll touch on that right now. This Drake thing. As you all know, Drake is down with Apple. Drake was performing at this Lil Wayne. Lil Wayne had a performance that was getting streamed by Apple. This is the Louisiana Fest. And pretty much Apple told to Dal, if you stream our artist Drake performing, we're gonna sue you. So obviously Tidal doesn't want to get sued. So they blacked Drake's performance out. And we're hearing that it was because of Apple. And Apple shut it down. Now, Drake's DJ says Apple didn't stop Tidal Stream. That's a he say, she say type of thing. BuzzFeed News, they Future the Prince, said it was Drake's choice not to stream his performance at Lil Wayne's Louisiana Fest with Tidal. Previous reports claim that Apple Music threatened Tidal with a $20 million lawsuit if they aired the rapper's performance. Prince claimed Tidal was aware of the decision, but used it as a marketing ploy to make Apple Music look like the villain between the streaming services. The decision not to have Drake participate in the Tidal stream has nothing to do with Apple or Drake's deal, Prince told the BuzzFeed News. Point blank, 100%, I made a business decision. Apple doesn't have the power to stop us from being a part of a live stream. The only people that have the power to do that are Cash Money and Universal, and they're our partners. I don't understand if you're going to say something about the situation publicly, you should tell the truth. They saw an opportunity to take advantage of a situation and spin it in their favor of publicity stunt. So, again, now he finishes with Prince also stated that Apple as a company cannot file a lawsuit about Drake's likeness. Excuse me, because they don't have the power to. Drake performs the tracks back to back, and HYFR Lil Wayne benefit children affected by Hurricane Katrina. So then, why would Drake make that choice not to stream it then? Why? If Drake made that choice not to stream it, then. But they're trying to make Tidal look bad by Tidal saying, Sony threatened Apple threatened a lawsuit. And once again, I don't like other people's guys talking for them. I mean, who is this guy? Drake needs to come out. If Drake wants a comment made, let Drake come out and make the comment. I'm tired of dealing with these cronies. This is what got me into a big old Instagram, Twitter fight all week long. And we're going to go over that in a minute. I'm tired of these cronies. Let the star speak for himself. Please. I don't want to hear DJ this and that. And listen, if you're not a part of Drake's act, okay, meaning his likeness, if it's not Drake and DJ Drama or whatever the hell this guy's name is, I don't want to hear from you. I can see if it's DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince. Something goes on with the Fresh Prince. DJ Jazzy Jeff has the right to speak because he is a part of the name of the brand. The brand is DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince. So I can hear from either one of them, and I'll be satisfied. The brand here is Drake. So even if this DJ, Apple Music, whatever the hell this dude, Future the Prince, if Future the Prince, even let's say he's telling the truth, and then nobody wants to hear from Future the Prince. Nobody. I know I don't. So was Tidal just trying to make Apple look like the bad guy? They're using it for a publicity stunt? 646-595-4038 if you want to talk about that. Cronies, this leads me into, I'll get back to Drake in a minute with the Serena Williams thing. But cronies leads me right into my big topic of the night, and that's Chris Brown. And can Chris Brown, now I got Chris Brown stans going at me all week long like they have no sense whatsoever. Oh, how can Chris control what people say? Chris can't control what people say. Oh, that's not his fault. He doesn't even entertain those guys. You didn't see him like the comment, did you? Let me tell you something. Chris Brown just got robbed in a situation where only his friends could have known where that money was, if he had it in the house, and what time he was not going to be home. Only Chris Brown's friends could have knew that. Chris Brown's mother put a tweet up and said, "You gotta watch the people you have in your circle," end quote. So Chris Brown keeps the same people in the circle. Let me tell you what happened. So for everyone who does not know and does not follow the Instagram Hot Sugar and does not follow Instagram T, as we all know, Karrueche and Chris Brown used to date. They are now currently still split up. Probably been split up for now about 3 months. That's the ever since she found out that Chris had the baby, she was pretty much out. Okay, so for 3 months, they pretty much, now you saw one, after you didn't see them together for a long time, you saw the one time Chris coming, showing up at the club, looking like it was making Karrueche uncomfortable. Later on, there was a threat of the police being called, blah, blah, blah. Of course, Chris came out and said, oh, you know, it wasn't my fault. She gave me mixed signals. One of the friends told me to meet her there, trying to get us back together. Karrueche, after that, pretty much stayed clear of Chris Brown. After she did the interview, she pretty much said, you know, I don't think we're going to be back together. Chris Brown is not a part of my future, as far as I see right now. Chris Brown's made some songs, made some tweets that making it seem like he's sorry and he regrets losing Karrueche, which he should, because the girl is a nice catch. Not many chicks that you find in the industry that don't have, that is not known for anything, but doesn't have a bad reputation. It's hard to find a bad reputation about Karrueche. Guys aren't going around claiming they knocked her off. It's not like Amber and Kim and, you know, all these other chicks that dudes have already smashed or claim they smashed. Tahiri, you know, not like that. Karrueche is pretty solid as far as, you know, who she's been involved with. She said on the interview she's only had sex with people she can count on one hand. Then I think she's just something like three fingers, the amount of guys she slept with. Or under five fingers, something like that. Whether that's true or not, we'll never know. But, hey, we got to give her the benefit of the doubt. We have heard nothing about it. So, we saw it before with Tyson Beckford. And this is how I get to these cronies. Tyson Beckford, who's a friend of Karrueche, went out. They went to, I believe him and Karrueche went to Vegas, or they were both in Vegas at the same time. They hung out. He took some pictures with Karrueche. Okay. Right after that, Chris Brown or whoever was his friends put the battery in his back. These cronies that no one would even know existed in this world if it was not for Chris Brown. Okay. So these cronies going to put the battery in Chris Brown's back. They're posting stuff, something similar to, oh, we're about to go to Vegas and we're going to start smacking models and stuff like that. So Chris Brown went and, you know, said something to Tyson Beckford. Along the lines of, yeah, I'm going to start smacking model dudes. Or one of his boys said it. But Chris Brown pretty much co-signed for it. Okay? He co-signed for it by not saying anything. Silence is consent. Remember that. Silence is consent. Chris Brown never once told anyone, hey, don't say that. Yo, bro, delete that. Nothing. He went along with it. You know, it was going to make it like he was going to roll up on Tyson Beckford. Because Tyson Beckford was chilling with his ex-girl. Ex, keyword there, Chris. Your ex-girl. Until Tyson Beckford made a video, you know, reminding people that he is experienced in martial arts. And also made a video of him shooting off some guns. Then all of a sudden, Chris Brown changes up his tune. Oh, I'm sorry, blah, blah, blah. You know, I didn't want to do that, bro. You know, stuff like that. Okay? Now, you got Marcus Houston. Now, this situation, Marcus Houston is in a film with Karrueche. Okay? They're in a film together. So, Marcus Houston put up, you know, playing around. Him and Karrueche have, I believe, their love interest in the film or what have you. But Karrueche posted a picture of her in thongs or a bikini or a thong bikini, whatever it was. So Marcus Houston makes a comment, oh, look at that booty or something like that. The Sam, oh, that booty, you can't even see your face, that booty's so big. Now, obviously he's playing because Karrueche does not have a big booty. She has a nice petite booty. She does not have a big booty. So Marcus Houston automatically out the gate was playing around. You know, trying to show her some love on Instagram, meaning, you know, all the other girls that come on there and show their ass, got these big old big asses that cover up the screens. And Karrueche was with her little petite, you know, 12-year-old boy ass, was on the, you know, showing off her little donkey or whatever it is. And he was showing her a little love. That's all. Chris Brown then comes on and comment creeping, as our boys like to say in a Ball Alert, comment creeping, and then puts in "Go Home, Roger," referring to Marcus Houston as Roger, like he was in the show he used to be in, Sister Sister. Go home, Roger. Then on top of Marcus Houston, of course, does not respond, I believe. Remember, after Marcus Houston made that comment about Karrueche, she did respond with a smile on the page. But Marcus Houston did not respond. Chris Brown's friends, once again, these cronies, they pop on and they say, brothers just really know how to disrespect. I don't care if they're no longer together. And he has pictures of a couple of guns. Now, as much as we went to, and rest in peace to the people, the victims down in the Roanoke shooting, the senseless Roanoke shooting, we're just getting over that. We're talking about gun control. We're talking about how we can control things. And you have this idiot, Wax Star or Fire Red, whatever these bums are, these cronies that hang out with Chris Brown. You have them posting a picture with guns stating, oh, people really know how to disrespect. And, you know, we don't care if they're no longer together. Well, what do you mean you don't care if they're no longer together? So let me get this right. So Karrueche can never have anyone else until Chris Brown decides that he has someone else now and she can go do what she wants? When it was Chris Brown who had Karrueche anyway, and it was him who screwed up by lying to her and cheating on her multiple times. Now that they're over, you're going to tell me Karrueche can't take a picture with a guy, she can't, you know, hang with a guy, she can't play around with a guy, she can't flirt with a guy, because Chris Brown feels as though we were together the longest, or people know you because you were with me, so regardless, you're still my girl. Get the fuck out of here. Guy think he is. You had the bitch, you lost the bitch. End the story, move on. When you had the chick, you told to the world, you embarrassed, you humiliated her, you said that, oh, you're in love with two women. And you humiliated this woman in front of the whole entire world. You've done it multiple occasions. F you, bitch, he would tweet. Everyone knows you're talking about Karrueche. You humiliated her in front of the whole world. Now she finally grows up and she moves on. Rihanna moves on. So now you're stuck with none of them. Okay? And let's be clear. He obviously wants Karrueche back, because you don't see him up on social media doing this to Rihanna. Begging Rihanna back. Oh, I still love you. Come back. Blah, 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 blah. So all the people talking about, oh, yeah, he still loves Rihanna. Okay, well, if he does, the most we've heard him say about Rihanna is, that's my bitch for life. I hear him saying Karrueche, oh, yeah, I'm still in love with that bitch. So we already know who he has the respect for. He has the respect for Karrueche. Okay. So she's the one that he doesn't want anybody. And that's the reason why, that's the point I'm making. He knows Karrueche is a good chick. He knows that dudes in the industry have not smashed Karrueche. When there's been several dudes have already smashed Rihanna since Chris Brown. Drake, freaking Matt Kemp, you know, allegedly they're saying one night she may have smashed Wale. She went to Hawaii with some, and then allegedly or reportedly, not allegedly, reportedly smashed some random couple in an elevator. And they, and a couple admitted to it, two nobodies, the couples who said that. You're looking at a chick that went off with Drake into the bathroom in London or wherever they were, and the bodyguards confirmed they were in there smashing. She was kissing Leonardo DiCaprio at New Year's Eve going into 2015, and people saying that they were smashed. They were caught hanging out more than once. So Rihanna's been around the block. It's not like after Chris Brown, Rihanna's been sitting around not getting a dick. So he knows that people have already smashed Rihanna. But he does not feel that way about Karrueche. And he does not want anyone else in the industry getting at Karrueche because he knows she's a good chick. And everything that I was getting, now I miss it now that I've been single and nobody's really fucking with me and I really can't get me a chick that I don't think is after my money. I knew Karrueche was not after my money. Now I miss her and I want her back. But I can't allow anyone else in the industry. And if you notice, notice he picks and chooses who he says that to. If that was 50 Cent who made that comment, you think Chris Brown and his boys are putting guns up, threatening 50 Cent? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. So he picks and chooses who he does it to. Here's my question. Is Chris Brown responsible for his entourage? 646-595-4038. Once again, it's 646-595-4038. And I will tell you plain and simply, yes. Yes. Oh, heaven, how's Chris Brown responsible? They're grown men. How is he responsible for that? I'll tell you why he's responsible for that. Who are they posting for? When they put the guns up, when they made the comment, who are they responding about? They're responding to Marcus Houston about him posting about who? Karrueche. And who's Karrueche attached to? Chris Brown. I don't care if they're no longer together. They're talking about Karrueche and Chris Brown. So that's his team making those threats, the same type of threat they tried to make to Tyson Beckford. And what happened? Chris came out and said, yo, I apologize, Tyson. Yo, it's cool, blah, blah, blah. Did you see his boys going on after that at Tyson Beckford? No. Why? Because the boss, and that's who he is to them, he has them on payroll. How do you think they're going all over the world, having access to VIP, having access to champagne, having access to bad bitches? Nobody knows who these clowns are. They have that access because of Chris Brown. Period. Point blank. So, how are people going to sit in all these Chris Brown stands? Oh, it's not Chris's fault. How are you going to blame Chris? If Chris Brown stepped up and said, yo, knock it off. Yo, man, delete that. Don't be putting no guns up on Instagram. Yo, I don't need no problems. Come on, man. We trying to stop gun violence. Woo, woo, woo. So, yo, don't put that up, man. if Chris Brown steps in and says that, and he is the gravy train is running through him. He has the whip. He has the cart. He has it all. The gravy train is running because Chris Brown is running it. So if Chris Brown stepped in and told them to knock it off, trust me, they will knock it off. And if they do not, Chris Brown then makes a public statement. I am no longer associated with Fire Red and Wax Star, whatever these clowns are. I'm no longer associated with them. So if they continue doing that, he's now no longer linked to it because he's publicly disassociate himself with them. And these Chris Brown fans are fighting, saying no. That's not. Of course, it's his responsibility. He employs these goons. He employs these fakes. He employs these fake-ass bloods. He employs these cronies. So are you going to sit and tell me it's not Chris Brown? Oh, he has nothing to do with that. Of course, he has everything to do with it. Silence is consent. And he said nothing. That means he's consenting to it. He's condoning. That's the word. He's condoning it. Or else he'd say knock it off. And if you don't knock it off, I'm going to have to disassociate yourself from me because I'm the public figure. I'm the celebrity. I'm the breadwinner. I'm the HNIC. It's my reputation that's on the line. No one's going to blame you two guys. No one knows. Sorry to say, you're my boys and all that, but no, y'all ain't making this money. I'm making this money. I'm going to be the one on Entertainment Tonight getting slammed. I'm going to be the one they slamming in Twitter. They're slamming in Instagram. Not y'all. Because if they never saw you with me, they wouldn't even know who the fuck y'all are any damn way. So, of course, it's his fault. 646-595-4038. Chris Brown needs to get these clowns in order. Like I said, this Fire Red, Red Fire, whatever his name is, and Wax Star, them dudes been mighty quiet since that robbery. I would not be the one least bit shocked if they were the two clowns that robbed them in the first place or had something to do with it or told the people who was robbing them. They probably don't have the heart to do it themselves. They don't want Chris to come home early and happen to see them. They probably had two other people. Oh, you know, the safe is blah, blah, blah. There's about $50K in there. He just came from the club. He got $50,000. There's a safe in the back, you know, room to the left behind that left closet door. And then if you look into that secret swing door, there's a safe back there. No way that they would know that. Unless they had been in Chris Brown's house, unless it's somebody Chris Brown trusted to tell that. 646-595-4038. It's hot sugar. I'm your host, Heaven Hollywood. What else is going on? If you want to talk about Chris Brown, is it Chris Brown's fault? Can he control his cronies? Drake and the title make that story up to try to make Apple look like the bad guys? You want to talk about that? Oh, man. Sickness going on in the celebrity world. Back to Drake and Serena Williams. Serena Williams fans or friends, and probably her fans too, are telling people, or telling Serena, you know what? Drake's going to play you again. I don't think that you, should be dealing with Drake. Because, you know, Drake is trying to play you. If you remember the last time Drake and Serena were together before, that's what started the beef with Drake and Common. Everybody should know that. That's what started the Drake and Common beef. Serena Williams. So Drake is now back in Serena's life right before she wins the Serena Slam, too, by the way. Let me tell you something. If Drake messes up this Serena Slam, I'm blaming him, because teams and people that he like and root for sure don't seem to have good luck when his ass is at the game. So Drake better not come and fuck this thing up for Serena. He better not be fucking her, knock smashing her and making her tired and shit like that, or making her worry about who he's going out to the club with at night while they're in this so-called relationship. So we're going to do some announcements, and we're going to come right back and finish up. Real quickly, short announcements, come back and finish up with this Drake Serena Williams thing, because it is quite interesting. Announcements are very short, so don't you go anywhere. It is Hot Sugar on Dialhouse Radio. We'll be right back and get crazy. And we're just going to stay on. Forget that. This is Hot Sugar, Dialhouse Radio. Of course, I am your host, Heaven Hollywood. Okay. So where were we? Drake, Serena Williams. So Drake and Serena Williams is back on again, okay? And the last time they were together, Serena ended up, you know, with a broken heart or played or what have you, okay? So my thing is this. Serena Williams friends, fans, what have you, have now told Drake, they told Serena, I don't want you around Drake. Drake's going to play you again. You remember what happened last time, blah, 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 blah. And I totally believe that they may have a point. Drake, let me tell you something, brother. Serena Williams is about to cement her legacy. She is about to win this Serena Slam, and she's going to go down as the greatest tennis player of all time, female. Do not come in here, Drake, and start fucking shit up. Because Drake has been known, as much as I love him, Drake has been known to put the kiss of death on people that he rooted for and teams he rooted for. Every single time Drake comes to the game, that team loses. Whoever he's rooting for at that time. If Drake comes out here to this U.S. Open and fucks it up for Serena Williams, I'm going to fuck him up myself. Because I've been waiting to see Serena get this Grand Slam. And this will cement Serena Williams' legacy as the greatest female tennis player ever. And Drake, if you bring your yellow ass over here and mess this thing up for Serena Williams, I'm coming to Canada to whoop your ass myself. You wait. Wait until after this thing is over with, Drake. Wait until Serena wins the Serena Slam. Then, Brent, if you want to smash and everything else, you can do that then. Don't you come messing this thing up, Drake. You're going to be smashing Serena before the Serena Slam. And you're going to fuck this thing up for Serena. So Serena's friends was telling her, easy with Drake, last time you got played. That's true. It's true. Drake played Serena Williams last time. And now Serena's putting all her eggs back in the Drake basket. Her friends, you know, they're protective. They're saying, listen, be careful. Drake is a player. Drake's not ready to settle down yet. Serena's 33, 34 years old. She's ready to, you know, settle down. She ain't got no kids. You know, she's ready to settle down. Drake is still, you know,
25 sitting on 25 mil.
You know? So that's the thing. I kind of agree with Serena's friends. I wouldn't mess with Drake right now. I wouldn't mess with Drake right now. Not when you get ready to win the Serena Slam. Oh, no, man. 646-595-4038. So back to the Chris Brown thing, real quickly. Is Chris Brown responsible for his friends? And I keep telling people are arguing with me all week long. Chris Brown is responsible for what these cronies say.
Oh, heaven, how can he control them? They're grown men. Chris doesn't have anything to do with that.
Oh, yes, he does. The breadwinner. Chris Brown got the money. Chris Brown signs these clowns' checks. These clowns, you think these clowns would be going out here getting VIP, getting champagne, fucking the same bitches Chris Brown is fucking, sitting on here, getting on TV, getting in these events free, if it wasn't for Chris Brown? No! So if Chris Brown tells them, yo, we just got over a shooting and Chris Brown is from Virginia. Chris Brown is from Virginia. And I didn't even see, now maybe I missed it. I didn't even see Chris Brown put a post up talking about shout out to Virginia, the victims in VA. Hold your head, rest in peace. Instead, he too busy worrying about Marcus Houston commenting on his ex-girlfriend's Instagram. Comment about Karrueche, and then here comes Chris Brown. Go home, Roger. Chris, that's not your pussy anymore. I don't know if you missed that memo, but you ain't been fucking Karrueche for about 3-4 months. It's not your girl anymore, man. So Chris Brown goes to comment, and then his cronies come behind that and make a post and put a post up with guns talking about, oh, yeah, people, niggas know how to disrespect. We don't care if they're not together no more. That is Chris Brown's fault. Because if Chris Brown tells them right away, yo, knock it off. Yo, don't say that. Yo, delete that, man. Y'all don't need no more problems. But if Chris Brown says any of that, you know what? If they think the gravy train's going to stop, they'll delete it. And know what else they'll do? They won't say anything else. But silence is consent. Remember that. Silence is consent.
Well, Chris didn't like the comment.
He didn't tell him to delete it either. Silence is consent. If Chris Brown tells them, I'm going to publicly disassociate myself with you if you don't knock it off. Guess what? They'll knock it off. And if they do not, if they got the balls and say, well, fuck you, Chris. I do what I want. I say what I want. Then Chris Brown goes on social media, Twitter, Instagram, or whatever it says, and says, I am disassociating myself with Fire Red or with Wax Star, whatever these clowns' names are. From this point forward, I'm no longer involved with them. They're no longer associated with me. Okay? So now if they continue, Chris Brown's off the hook. Because he's publicly told the people, I'm not associated with these guys anymore. These guys have nothing to do with me. But Chris Brown is so stupid in his ways. That fortune cookie of Karrueche done got him all screwed up. He don't know whether he's coming or going. The old fortune cookie of Karrueche. So, he's so worried about somebody getting that pussy that he knows, and that just proves he knows she's a good woman and not any guys in the industry has smashed. See, that's the thing. He knows it. Why is he not really going after Rihanna hard? Because Rihanna has already been around the block since Chris.
There's rumored 5 to 10 dudes on Smash, and that's only the people we know. So he knows people that fuck Rihanna. But Karrueche, aha. Aha. Karrueche is the one that he brought into the industry. And nobody can claim, yo, I fucked her too. And he don't want no one to. He wants to have that one to himself. And whenever he sees anybody getting close to her, but like I said, notice he picks his battles. He picked Tyson Beckford and Marcus Houston. What if 50 Cent had made that comment? I wonder if Chris Brown would have said something. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. If Chris Brown made that comment, I mean, if 50 Cent made that comment, you think Chris Brown would have responded? Absolutely not. So he picks his battles. He wouldn't have said nothing if 50 Cent or Tretch, you know, a real OG, I mean, would have made that comment. Yo, back away from my girl or whatever. He wouldn't have said that. He just kept it moving. But he feels as though he can shake up Marcus Houston or Tyson Beckford. Yeah, he was talking that crap with Tyson Beckford, so he's seen Tyson Beckford on Instagram popping them guns. And all of a sudden, Chris's brain caught up with what his mouth was talking about and started apologizing. Oh, man. So bottom line is, for all you stupid idiots that say, whoa, Chris can't control them. What are you talking about? That is Chris Brown's people. Of course he can control them. And if they say stuff and you don't make it known that you're not in agreement with what they're saying and you're no longer going to associate yourself with them, you keep associating with them, silence is consent. Remember that. It's your boy Heaven Hollywood out. Yeah.